Yankees hosting the Rays in the 115th home opener in franchise history. Michael Pineda was special in this one. We'll get to that, but first the offense. Aaron Judge facing Alex Cobb in the fourth.
2-2. High drive. Left field. Going back, Smith. He's on the track. At the wall. See ya. A home run. Aaron Judge. And the Yankees lead 2-0. A moonshot. High and far and into the seats and left. His second home run in as many days. Swing and a miss. Overpowered Miller. Strikeout number 6. Strike 3. Here's Evan Longoria. Line down the left field line. It is a base hit. It'll go into the corner and up against the wall. And Longoria has broken up the perfect game with a 2-out double here in the 7th. And the crowd stands to give an ovation to Pineda. That one is drilled to right field. Souza turns, looks, see ya! A bullet into the short porch and right. A home run for Headley, and the Yankees lead 3-0.
We talked early on about Headley and his approach this year, staying inside and thinking about going the other way.
And the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. The Rays go down in order in the 9th, and the Yankees win this one 8-1. Seems like everybody contributed. The long ball was there. But as we mentioned, David, the story of this game is going to be the performance by Michael Pineda, the guy that you never know what you're going to get from. And today you got really, really great pitching.
Yeah. The Yankees win it 8-1. Pineda took the perfect game into the 7th. He goes 7 2/3 innings, strikes out 11 and allows just 2 hits. The Yankees go on to win their home opener 8-1 behind Pineda, who fired 7 2/3 innings of one-run ball. He allowed just 2 hits and struck out 11. Pineda picks up his first win since August 5th, 2016, snapping an 11-start winless streak. Yankees manager Joe Girardi talked about a home opening win and getting a lift from his starter.
You know, you're thinking is it's going to be another special day here at the stadium. And obviously he pitched really, really well today. And I thought he had a shot. His stuff was really good. His pitch count was down. And I start thinking in my head, okay, he gets through the 8th and he's at 100 pitches. How far do I let him go? And I would have sent him back out.
With the ups and the downs that he's had, how personally satisfying do you think this afternoon was for him?
Well, I think it has to be extremely satisfying because he did not pitch well. You know, his first start against the same club, and he couldn't seem to get that third out. And today he was able to do that. You know, the one time they had a runner on second with 2 outs, and he was able to get that third out. And then, you know, he gave up the solo shot, but it had been really gratifying for him.
Who else? Susan.
How good was Romine with him back there?
I thought they executed a very good game plan. Michael really mixed his pitches today. He threw more changeups this time around against them. And better command today. Thought his slider was more consistent today. But I thought Romy did a really good job.
Joe, was it set up that if he gives up a hit to have Larry go out immediately to talk to him to be able to get his thoughts? Because he was out there pretty quickly after the Longoria double.
Well, we just told him to go out. You know, Larry was going to go out. We said go out, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, it wasn't something we talked about before the hit. Yeah, go out and make sure he's good.
Joe, do you have anything new on Gary Sanchez?
Yeah. Forgive me for not knowing the name of the muscle. It's behind the bicep. So I don't know the name of it, but they're thinking 4 weeks. He's going to be out about 4 weeks. That's the best I can describe it now.
Pineda had everything going in this one after lasting just 3 2/3 innings in his first start. After the game, he talked about what worked in this one.
Well, I'm feel very happy today because we win the game, and you know we opened the series when the race today, and I give it like good opportunity to my team and win it, and that's what I'm looking for. So I'm happy today.
Mike, you mentioned that your changeup grip was better today. what was different? And do you mean an actual changing of the grip or how you were holding it?
Mencionaste cómo estaba agarrando el cambio, de la manera que lo estaba agarrando, que se sentía mejor hoy. ¿Lo agarraste diferente o solamente en sí naturalmente se sentía mejor?
Well, you know, like, sometimes that you go to the mound and you slide it or you change, it's not there, but sometimes you feel like it's really good and you see the action before the game started, like when they warm it up, and that's what I'm looking today, and I say today's my change is going to be the good pitch today, and I'm throwing.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Michael, right. You said yesterday you might get more energy with the Yankees home opener. What effect did you think that had on you?
Ayer mencionaste que lo más probable como iba a sentir la energía de los fanáticos por ser el juego apertura de la temporada. ¿Te ayudó eso? ¿Sentiste la energía de los fanáticos hoy en día cuando pichabas?
Yeah. And I'm, you know, today is a big game. It's an opening day here in New York, and the fan is. They're waiting for that day, and you know, it's my day for pitching, so I'm be happy today, and we have a lot of energy, and you know, I'm good.
Clap and peep.
Michael, typically when a pitcher has not given up a hit or is throwing a perfect game into the fifth, sixth, seventh inning, teammates tend to not want to speak to the pitcher because they don't want to jinx him. Were your teammates avoiding you at that point in the dugout?
Yeah, like, you know, they always give me the high five every inning, and they're not talking to me about the perfect game or no hitter, whatever, but, yeah. It's normal.
Not all good news for the Yankees, as after the game, it was announced that catcher Gary Sanchez will miss 4 weeks with a grade one strain of a muscle behind his right biceps. Sanchez spoke about the injury.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning, it was supposed to be just 10 days, you know. But, you know, after the test results, they told me the doctor recommended about 4 weeks. So that's what we're going with. So basically 10 days, no baseball activities for 10 days. And following that, we'll see how it goes. We'll follow up with the rehab and all that stuff. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, I feel better than when it happened, you know. So it could be less. But, you know, who knows? We'll see. The expectation for myself stays the same, you know. The injury happened, you know, and you got to go through that. But, you know, my expectation for the kind of season that I want to have is still the same.
The teams will rest up on Tuesday and continue the series on Wednesday. Jordan Montgomery gets his Major League debut for the Yankees, and Blake Snell will throw for the Rays. First pitch set for 1:05 Eastern time.